our Noxie Suite Superintendent, Highway Superintendent, Mercy Manager, Veteran Service Officer. I might be missing one there. Let me look. At any rate, those were all routinely reassigned, re-identified, and designated for another year of service. The housekeeping on that portion is typically done within the month of January, sometime in that time frame, and so that was on the agenda. The reorganization of the board was not done yesterday. The chairman opted to do that next week, so we'll identify the chairman and vice chairman for 2024 at that meeting, I anticipate, and get that out of the way. As I mentioned, the various depository banks, those folks apply, petition for consideration, and then that recommendation is brought to the board, and we identify those different banks. There's 9 or 10 in the array, and of course they produce their credentials and qualifications and financial good standing and all that. So it's an important part, but nevertheless, just basically an annual housekeeping thing. And then additionally, in the early portion, Jack, we had a reappointment of Bob Lindemeyer to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Merit Commission, and this is something that a lot of folks don't even realize it exists, and so we might touch on that a little bit to give people an idea of what the Merit Commission does at the county level. It's a 3-member panel, and by statute it's identified that one of those folks is a duly elected county official. One member is in the rank and file of certified deputy sheriff elected by their group, and the third is appointed by the district judge, or a district judge, when their term is up and for renewal. And so currently, I think just recently, Derek Hanna, who's a sergeant, was elected by his peers to serve on the Merit Commission. And we have a longstanding member, Dr. Lawrence Schufelt, from the community, which that's the third wheel on that. They have to be a member of the community but not affiliated or employed by the county, essentially a private citizen. And then, of course, the elected official portion is Bob Lindemeyer. And Bob's also been on there a number of years and served well. And that's a thankless job as far as pay. There is no compensation. They serve because they want to and serve the public good. And that's a good thing. I might mention the Merit Commission essentially is kind of a watchdog with the employment status within the rank and file of the sheriff's office. And they could weigh in on anything as far as promotions or demotions or dismissals or all those things. And they basically have quite a little authority to intervene on some decision that might be deemed arbitrary by the sheriff on a promotion or so forth and so forth. So it's a very important thing. And, we should recognize those folks for their service because it's essential since the 80s. A population of 25,000 or more for the county, which we qualify for, must have a Merit Commission. So hats off to those folks for stepping up to serve, and we've got a solid group there to consult with the sheriff and weigh in when he recommends promotions and so forth and appointments. So it's a very unknown portion of county business, but very important, Jack. Moving on, we did finalize a building contract for Region 51 Emergency. That facility, we kept that under budget yet, and I think we will continue to as far as we piecemeal the final components. But we finally agreed on a $128,000, $128,043 to put that structure up this spring. To get Region 51's equipment and command center and all those things out of rented property and put it on existing property the county already owns out of the Noxious Weed office. So we look forward to finally getting that behind us and get that off the agenda. That's been on the planning for 3+ years. So we were compelled by the auditor's office to get it done. So it'll happen in this fiscal year, and we'll get it out of the way. Additionally, Jack, I made some notes of, I don't know if you saw the highlights in the Telegraph, but we did get an update on the Southern Bridge project from our highway superintendent, Jason Schultz. And he reports that with this great weather we've had, that's unfortunately changing, they've gotten a lot of progress done on the south side, the approach to that bridge, some of the pier work, some of the riprap in place for protection of the bridge abutments and all that. And he says, Jason says 95% of the south side approach embankment and being capped with concrete is done. So that's good news. That's it wasn't quite as definitive as far as measuring the progress they've accomplished versus what their expectation was from day one on their proposal. And one of our seasoned colleagues, Commissioner Hughley, pressed on that a little bit, and rightfully so. And so Jason's going to try to define a little bit more, I guess, basically definition of how that measures up to the original timeline that they, you know, the expectation they had. So we look forward to a kind of a follow up on that with a little more detail next Monday. And Jason's done a good job of keeping on top of that. So we'll see how that goes. That's the highlights I had, Jack. We just, you know, just this time of year, it's a little slow and not a lot of heavy lifting, so to speak, more just formal things that need to be accomplished and so that we can reestablish the year and get down to business.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking here with Kent Weems, Lincoln County Commissioners. Just go a little bit further, if you could, into discuss and consider approval for the Lincoln County Safety Manual. Just what are some of the bigger details of the Safety Manual?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's also a note, worthy of note. That particular document hasn't been revised since the 90s, and it was long overdue. And our safety committee, which consists of county employees of various departments, have worked long and hard on that to get that thing finalized. And that manual is probably roughly 20 pages, I think 15 or 20 pages long. In fact, I brought mine home to review because that's the one thing we want everyone in the works for us to look at this safety manual and understand it and acknowledge in writing that they do in fact understand what they've been presented and have read and comprehended its guidelines, because you know we are trying to work towards a zero injury workplace, and that's always the goal of any organization. And even though the county doesn't fall under OSHA guidelines or oversight, nevertheless internally we want to enforce good safety practices and everything from, you know, ladder use to chemicals, how you handle them, hazardous materials, the way things are done in the shop, and, you know, basic things that just good sound reminders to the rank and file that don't cut corners, do it the right way. And further, it really does a great job of defining the responsibilities of both the management and the employees as far as following the guidelines, complying with the directions within, and being proactive as far as offering additional suggestions where they see an oversight that's not defined, reporting hazards, reporting unsafe acts, and of course, any and all injuries or accidents. So those are all specified in the document. It also goes on to identify noncompliance, and so we recognize that we are going to hold folks accountable to being safe and doing their job in a safe manner. There's further detail on what is not acceptable in the workplace as far as say, alcohol or drugs or those type things, and mentions the drug policy in specific, it's been a long, drawn out procedure for that committee, and they've done a really good job, Jack, of putting a solid document in place for all the county employees to review and hopefully follow.
Absolutely, and talking here with Kent Weebs, Lincoln County Commissioners, and I know we've talked about the Sutherland North Bridge a little bit, but is the thing, there's a chance they can get that done by, you know, summertime, fall time?
No, that timeline's going to drag into 25. It was from day one, but what we are trying to ascertain as we go into the first quarter of 2024 is if, in fact, we are continuing to be on task as far as timelines, or if we're at some point behind on certain things, and that's part of that further definition that we're requesting next week from our highway superintendent as far as KEA constructors. We're pressing him to press them to kind of item by item identify where this is, say, 30 days ahead, this might be 30 days behind, and so forth, so that we can create and continually create a sense of urgency, which, to their credit, they have. We've had a number of board members that are visiting the site and acknowledged yesterday that they're there before daylight, and with this good weather, they've been working after dark with lighting, and so they're seizing the opportunity. And you know, there's a lot of local flavor to that group, a lot of local ties and residents of the county. They take a lot of pride and have a lot of initiative to make it happen in a timely fashion. So they're very motivated. But again, our portion of this is to continue to press the determination as far as timeline and make sure they know that sense of urgency needs to stay throughout the project, and at this point in time, we're very encouraged to think that is their mindset, because again, these longer days they put in, even with the mild weather, it still gets pretty chilly, and you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, and while you're there firing up equipment and going home in the dark when the sun's down, and you know how quickly it gets cold. So we're excited that they're that committed, and so we will continue. That'll be a continuation from week to week and month to month to get updated so that we can share that with the public.
Fantastic. And kind of previewing next week, anything big on the agenda that will be the point of discussion next week?
Jack, the realignment of the board, I think, will be forthwith. I anticipate the chairman mentioned last week that the appointment of chairman and vice will probably be processed next week at our regular meeting, and then in this next 1 to 2, perhaps 3 weeks, we will re-identify committee assignments for the various boards that the commissioners serve on, Region 2 Services, Agency on Aging, and then internally within the county operations, our designated members of the road department, the noxious weed oversight, and so forth and so on. So that'll probably not be fully defined next week. We'll simply let the dust settle on the identification of the chairman and the vice chairman, and then we'll review those committee assignments, probably have discussions about those assignments next week, and in a subsequent follow-up meeting, either the 22nd or the 29th, perhaps even the first meeting in February, is when we'll solidify those and identify each commissioner's assignments therein. But other than that, there's not going to be a whole lot of heavy lifting next week, I don't think. But again, Jack, we will hopefully get a more detailed update on the bridge process, progress, defining it to the initial objectives and goals of the contractor and the engineer. So we look forward to that. That'll be one that we're not going to let that one slip under the rug.
Talking here with Kent Weems, Lincoln County Commissioners. Anything else you'd like to touch on, Kent?
Well, not really, Jack. I think we've touched on most things, and I guess the most important thing is we hope everybody's safe out there. Each Monday, it's been tradition long before I was there, to open with prayer, and we take that very seriously as a group. And you know, we pray for not only our employment group and their safety as they do their jobs, but as our, you know, as we serve the constituents, you know, to do the best we can with the tax dollars, and hopefully that our constituents are also operating in a safe manner and come home safe every night. And so that's always a component of that. So as a community, you know, we recognize that we're all in this together, and we want people to be safe and prosperous. And as you know, as every new year, we all look forward to bigger and better things and economic growth and success within our own business operations. And so we, of course, hope and pray for those things for everyone that we serve.
Well, as always, Kent, we appreciate your time spending with us here on this Tuesday morning. And here's to a successful meeting next week.
Absolutely, Jack. We'll touch base next week.